This is not a nice spiritual saying. This is the absolute truth. I guarantee you, I absolutely guarantee you that if we locked you in a house for not a long time, 3 months tops, don't need more than that. If we locked you in a house for 3 months with a complete stranger, who if we showed you the stranger, you would say, I want nothing to do with that person, that's not my type. I don't care for people like him or her. If your initial judgments were all negative, it doesn't matter. If we locked you in a house and told you, that's it, you're stuck with this person for the next 3 months, and you can't ignore the other person, you can't sit in your room and pretend they're not there. You have to relate normally. And soulmates, of course, is talking about intimacy, so, and you have to be intimate with that person. No matter who they are, no matter where they come from, no matter how they look, no matter what their personality is like, you will emerge after 90 days loving that person deeply. You will emerge having washed away all your initial judgments, and you will deeply care about that person. There is nobody, and we're not talking about somebody grossly impaired, within normal limits of people, there is nobody that you can't be deeply in love with and even feel as a soulmate. That's the real answer. That's the absolute and final answer. But you can hear it as, oh, isn't that nice? I believe that. Too bad everybody doesn't believe that. What a nice world it would be if everybody did believe that. But we're not. I'm not talking about what anybody believes. I'm telling you this is the absolute truth. I'm telling you that this is the only answer to that question. No, there is no soulmate. Everybody is a soulmate. On the practical, romantic level, it means there are millions, hundreds of millions of people that you could fall madly romantically in love with and have the kind of life people are dreaming about when they say soulmate. Millions. Millions of people you'd be dramatically compatible with, romantically happy with, if you're willing, if you're not living your neurosis, if you're not screening things out because of no good reason other than these are your habits, or what you've been taught, or what you've been told. So this is an important question because this is exactly what we do. We limit ourselves in an amazingly, amazingly limited fashion. We limit ourselves to our immediate circle, my family, my close friends, we don't even include all friends because there's kind of friends who are more acquaintances, my family and my friends. Everybody else is somehow a stranger. Everybody else somehow doesn't belong. Yet if a complete stranger marries your sister, suddenly they're family and they're in the in-group. Or if you suddenly quickly make a new friend, suddenly they're in that group. Well, that should show you something. We exclude to a degree that we are the losers. We are the poorer for it. We think that love is a well. And once you've drawn out enough buckets, there's not enough left anymore. It's not like that. It's exactly the opposite. The more you love, and the more you spread your love wider, the more love you create, the more you'll have to give, the wider you can love till you love the whole world. That's what love incarnate means. Love incarnate means you've recognized